Getting to know yourself can be a lifelong process, especially since you're always growing and changing. Therapy is all about deepening that self-awareness, because sometimes you don't know what you really want until you talk things through. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can take you on that journey of self-discovery from wherever you are. Visit betterhelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Last year, you may have made some smart decisions, and you may have made some not so smart decisions. Like, maybe you had one too many shots of tequila at your company party. The good news is, making smart financial decisions is easier than you think. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the weekly know-how you need to get ahead. Sean and Sarah, the hosts of Smart Money, break down the latest financial news and give you honest, objective money advice. Subscribe to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Shout outs to everybody listening all over North America on the free Odyssey app, on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. SiriusXM channel 158, that's my go-to when I'm in my vehicle. And then on the smart speaker, if you got one, if you talk to one of the machines, ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. Super producer and host Dave Shepard, he's coming to you live from New York City. And we've already been here an hour, okay? 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific is when we get started. It's when we get going. And we've had a busy hour already. Thank you so much. Three-time champion with the Bulls, 15-year NBA career. Thank you to Scott Williams, the big man, doing all the dirty work, the rebounding, the shot blocking, the people moving. He came through and talked to us about everything from his time in North Carolina with Dean Smith, playing with Michael Jordan, playing with LeBron James. He talked about how selfish Allen Iverson was. And then we talked about some of the basketball stories from this week. I'd say the biggest basketball story involved Angel Reese and even Scott Williams. He's been to the White House. Why? Because he's a three-time NBA champion. Amazing interview. Go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app if you missed it. He has a book out right now. It's called Through the Fire by Scott Williams. It's available on Amazon. And I'm going to share some of the comments that he made in addition. We were talking about Isaiah Thomas and Charles Oakley, and we'll get into that as well. We got a lot to do. We'll talk about Isaiah Thomas and Charles Oakley. Tyreek Hill of the Miami Dolphins let everybody know, hey, look, I ain't going to be around for too many more years, and I don't know why folks are shocked about that. Cam Newton yesterday basically put out a list of teams that he would be willing to go to be a backup. And I'm saying in the back of my head, I'm like, is this list helping you out? Like, you supposed to sit in the middle of somewhere on YouTube and go, I play here, 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 behind him, behind him, behind. Is that helping him? We'll get into that. Mark Cuban complaining about seemingly everything. Fernando Tatis Jr. got called a cheater by a minor league baseball player that he hit a home run off of. And Steve Kahn, you can't go a month without somebody telling you that Kyler Murray needs to, like, grow up and study. And you could put former general manager of the Cards, you could put Steve Keim on that list. On the basketball side, who cares about the NBA right now, okay? We had a crap game earlier this evening. The Heat smashed the Sixers 129-101, and we have an active game right now. The Suns are playing with real basketball players. The Nuggets are playing without every single one of their starters, and the Suns only have a one-point lead at halftime, 56-55. The Denver Nuggets have a guy, I don't even know his name. Who are these guys? Peyton Watson from UCLA, he's 20. He's averaging 3 points and a rebound for this season. He started for the Nuggets tonight. They got a guy, Christian Braun, he wears number 0. He's from Kansas. He's 21 years old. He's averaging 4 points and 2 rebounds. And so when I say who cares about the NBA, I mean, damn it, if Jokic doesn't care and Gordon doesn't care and everybody has an ailment, I don't care. Let's just fast forward to the end of the season. Hey, Shep, I shouldn't go to the game tomorrow, you're telling me? The Sixers are coming here to Atlanta. Joel Embiid played tonight. He did play basketball. And now there's a back-to-back with the playoffs, about a week away. So he ain't playing, right?
No, he's not playing. But if I were you, I'd go.
You're Why? For what?
Well, you're credentialed for starters.
Sure.
Secondly, the Hawks have something to play for. And I know you're not high on them right now.
Bro.
But I don't think and I understand they were a 5 seed. But I don't think anybody saw what the Hawks did 2 years ago ending up in a conference finals happening outside of the Hawks. That's a good – I'm not saying they're going to contend in the Eastern Conference, but that's a legitimate playoff team, JR. Like they've had their turmoils, and they had a coach who I believe is going to the Hall of Fame eventually, fired midseason. But there's a lot to like if you were a Hawks fan.
I'm probably going to go to the game tomorrow and say bye or see you later to all my friends that I won't see until next season. That's a good reason, right? That might be a better reason.
JR, if you look at all the backcourts right now we have in the NBA. You're telling me that's not a top 5 backcourt in the entire league right now?
Shep.
Yes.
I have seen more Atlanta Hawks basketball up close and personal with my own two eyes. They are likely to go to the play-in, advance past the play-in, and get their asses whooped, okay? I'm just saying. I know what type of talent they have in backcourt talent and Trae Young leading the world in assists again, and I know that. I've seen them go up. I've seen them go down. I've seen them play no defense. I've seen a lot. The Atlanta Hawks are doing what people can't see me doing right now because, John Cena, Antonio, you can't see me. No one can see me looking at my damn wrist. I can't even see me looking at my wrist, but that's what I'm doing. A lot of these NBA teams are looking at their wrist and they're waiting for the season to end. I mean, even the teams that are competing or trying, hoping to compete for a championship, they are waiting on the season to end. Like, why did Philadelphia get smashed tonight against Miami? Because they don't care. Why are the Denver Nuggets playing a guy, Peyton Watson is his name? That's his name,
yes,
again,
but,
right?
But JR, but you get my point. Like, the Hawks have something to legitimately play for.
Still telling me about the Hawks?
Yes, because I think you are downplaying what your experience can be on Friday, and God knows you work.
No.
I mean, most people don't know this. You work about 7 days a week. Like, you deserve to get out and actually enjoy an NBA basketball game, and I don't want you to be deprived of this. And so I'm going to talk this up, but I'm also going to be real with you and say you have something to look forward to tomorrow. They have something to play for.
What I look forward to is saying hello to the people that I like at the arena.
Steve Holman?
Well, maybe he's upstairs. I look forward to saying hello to everybody I like at the arena.
Dominique.
I will say hello. And there's more people than the famous people now, okay? I'm going to say hello, and I'm going to watch the beginning of the game, and I'm going to leave and come back to the studio and tell you about the Hawks, man. They're going nowhere, brother. What do you want me to say? There's no other conversation if they're going nowhere.
Yeah, you're right. That's not a top 5 backcourt in the NBA or anything like that.
That has nothing to do with it. It doesn't matter. They're going nowhere. The Hawks are going. I'm sorry. How many times? Now you're going to get me yelled at tomorrow because a bunch of people are going to go, I heard you yesterday.
I just, JR, you lived here at the
time.
This
is a setup.
This is not a setup. You lived here at the time. Can you please remind everybody what happened in 1999 in terms of the NBA playoffs?
Wait a minute.
And a specific 8 seed and the run that they made. And they did it, by the way, without the only guy on that team that was a Hall of Famer and still was employed by the Knicks.
Listen, I'm not talking about no miracles, bro, okay? It's going to take more injuries and broken wrists and lockouts. It's going to take a whole lot of that for the Hawks to go to the NBA Finals, okay? I'm just saying. I see him. I see the bench. I see the structure. I see the defense. I see what it is. I'm going to go to the game tomorrow. I'm going to say hello to all my friends. I'm going to watch Joel Embiid not play. and I'm going to leave to come here to the studio.
Okay.
And I'm gonna look forward to a play-in game, and I hope that I can make it to the play-in game if I'm not traveling or gone or whatever the case might be. And I'm just looking at the clock.
Well, the Sixers.
Hey, I'll put it to you this way.
Yeah.
There are a lot of people I know who are also there, who get a check, who are looking at the clock, okay? And I'll leave it there.
Got it.
Out of necessity.
Got it.
Anyway, there's some people here. I don't know what they want. Oh, they want to talk to me because we're on the radio. Oh, by the way, folks, in about 10 minutes from now, we're going to get caught up on what Tiger Woods did today, besides being pain and hurt. Michael Williams, golf contributor for CBS Radio, he's going to come through and join us. And we're going to get into Isaiah Thomas versus Charles Oakley. I'd pay to see the street fight. We're going to get into Cam Newton and Mark Cuban and Fernando Tatis and Kyler Murray. We got a lot to do. 855-212-4CBS. Let's start off here. Jared is calling from Charlotte. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
I have a first-time caller.
Thank you.
Okay?
You got MapQuest? You okay?
Yeah, I'm here.
Have you ever used MapQuest before?
I have.
Well, how long ago?
Oh, man. It's been a while.
Okay. Well, what's on your mind today?
I'm just calling about the Hornets, man. You know, I want to pick your brain about the Hornets for a little bit.
Oh, go! I saw them play in person like twice this year. Go ahead.
Do you think that Michael Jordan selling the team is going to be a good thing?
Oh, man. There's no guarantee. You got to ask me that one when it happens. I do know this about his tenure. What's happened? Nothing, right? Nothing.
Yes, sir. Nothing.
Nothing. But at the same time, it depends on the talent that you have on the court, which they do have a talent in LaMelo. He just needs to stay healthy. And more importantly is who's coming in to run and construct the team. And maybe it might be a good thing that whoever comes in isn't going to feel the potential pressure of, oh, man, you know, I gotta answer to Jordan, or I got to kiss Jordan's ass. So it might be a good thing. It might be a bad thing. I don't know. Depends on who purchases the team. And then it depends on who's running it from a GM perspective.
I don't think that we're going to get Wimby this year. So they're going to have a good pick, but I just don't think we're going to have Wimby to build off of with LaMelo.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I mean, you can pray. I don't think they're bad, but they're not that bad. They're not Houston Rockets bad. I think it's too late for that. Hey, good luck though, Jared, okay? You got LaMelo. You just have to hope that his next crossover doesn't break his own ankles, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you, JR.
Thank you. I still can't believe that. This man tried to cross over another human being and broke his own ankle. That's something that's supposed to happen to me. Not him. Not him. He needs milk. He needs a lot of milk. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4CBS. Greg is here from Michigan. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, Mr. Agents of Inclusion, Mr. Positive.
Hey, thank you for promoting the podcast. Thank you. What's up?
You betcha. When it comes to Ms. Clark and Ms. Reese, I'm going to try to get articulate this as well as I can.
Uh-oh.
We're talking about sports, and we're talking about specificity when it comes to what am I looking for?
I don't know.
Stereotypes.
Yes.
Or stereotypes in the sense of sports and, you know, wrestling with the John Cena hand thing. Do you think because of stereotypes and what happens in various sports, can we augment those stereotypes and make things racial, sexist, misogynist? I know it's a very philosophical question.
No,
and
I was just wondering. It goes beyond sports. It's called subconscious bias. It's looking at anyone or looking at anything, people in particular, let's not get into things. But you look at people and you draw conclusions or you have assumptions. And sometimes you think because of the way someone looks that they are to behave or speak or act a certain way. And a lot of times, whether you know or realize it, intentionally. We all do it, but I think through experience, through a lot of experience and speaking to other people, sometimes you can kind of bury that.
Nice, nice, JR. Hey, love you. Everyone go for your dreams, and thanks for taking my call, my friend. Keep up the great work with Agents of Inclusion. Awesome.
Subscribed? Have you listened to the podcast?
Of course I have. And I sent you a message on Facebook, and I see you just the way you just really love what you're doing and the interaction, and it's such a part of you. And one day you got to tell us the history of why the Special Olympics and why it means this much to you and so important to you. Love you. Keep it up. I'm so proud of you.
Well, thank you, Greg. I appreciate you for calling from. Well, that's not difficult to tell a story, but it's not a long story. I don't like people being discounted. I don't like people being mistreated. I don't like people not getting given a chance or being given a chance or an opportunity. I'm not necessarily here for charity or handouts. I'm here for opportunity, and I don't like when people don't get it. That simple. Nothing that complicated, nothing that philosophical. It's just real simple. So make sure you listening to me right now, go ahead, check out Agents of Inclusion. Whatever the hell you get your podcasts, go ahead and check that out. Every week we talk to a different Special Olympics athlete, and some of these stories are amazing. I was actually, shout outs to 95.7 The Game, all my folks in the Bay in San Francisco. I spoke to them today about the podcast. It's on my Instagram. It's on my Facebook if you want to take a look at JR Sport Brief. And I told them, I said, I've spoken to who's who of people. And God bless their souls. God rest their souls. I've spoken to Kobe and Pele. But speaking to a lot of these Special Olympics athletes, you walk away at the end of the conversation, and they are some of the most intriguing and passionate, emotional conversations that I've ever had with anybody. And that's why I've always in my life taken the approach of, I don't care who anybody is. Like, people are people, and you treat them as such. I don't care if you are cleaning the bathroom or if you are Steve Ballmer or Steve Cohen. All these Steves in sports make billions of dollars, I guess. I don't care. I don't care how much money anybody has. I don't care what you do. I could give a damn. I care about people being treated like people, and that's why I'm an advocate, and that's why I went to Special Olympics, and I went to Odyssey, and I said, let's tell these stories. And that's what the hell we're doing. Agents of Inclusion. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to take a break, and when we come back on the other side, we're going to tell a different story. I don't know how this guy is doing. I've never met him before. Don't really want to. Tiger Woods is playing in the Masters. And we're going to talk to a golf expert and contributor. His name is Mr. Michael Williams. We'll ask him about Augusta, the Masters, Tiger, Rory, Phil, everything going on. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I told you this was a ridiculously busy sports week. We went from the women's Final Four to the men's Final Four, and then we rolled into controversy after it. And then we got NBA season ending, NHL season ending. We have the Frozen Four going on this weekend, but today, Thursday, they had a nice fancy dinner, they hit the practice shots, but the Masters are underway here in Georgia, out in Augusta. So to break it all down, the who's who between Tiger and Rory and Phil and potential beef and injuries, etc., it's time to have a conversation with Michael Williams. He's a golf contributor for CBS Sports Radio, contributes to Anscape. Michael, good to have you back, man. How's everything?
Everything is everything. It's all good, man. So glad to be on with you.
No doubt. The last time I heard everything was everything, it came from the great Lauryn Hill. But good to hear from you, Mike.
And I got to give you props and shout out for, amid all this happening, you throw in the Frozen Four. You, my friend, are a sports fanatic. The root of the word fan. You are a fanatic. I love that.
They pay me for something. I didn't say I was going to sit down and watch them on that damn ice, but I know what's going on.
Just sign them and cash them, my friend. Sign them and cash them.
I try direct deposit. Hey, Mike, what's going on with the Masters? We know Tiger Woods is the biggest name and Rory McIlroy, and even got PGA and LIV conversations still popping here and there. What's the biggest story besides Tiger? We'll get into Tiger. What else is the biggest story?
Well, as always with the Masters, the biggest story is the course. It's Augusta National. Again, remember, this is the only major that is held at the same venue every year. So it is, by definition, almost the story. The players come, and the actors are different, but year after year, decade after decade, generation after generation, the stage is really the story even more than the actors. The course has gone under several changes and adjustments to bring it to make it more of a challenge to today's player and today's equipment. We've heard a lot about raining in the ball and that sort of thing, so we want par fives to play like par fives, at least difficult par fives, instead of having players hitting little wedges into greens on a par five. But as you can see, the course now, when you look at the leaderboard, more than maybe any other course in the world, it identifies and reveals excellence among the best players in the world. So to me, no matter what's going on, even with Tiger stalking the grounds and the fairways and greens, the story itself is that Grand Dame Augusta National.
Well, Michael Williams, golf expert, is joining us here on CBS Sports Radio. You talk about the course at Augusta. Here in Georgia, weather's okay. The clouds have been looming. There's to be rain here, even in northern Georgia, out towards the ocean in Augusta. And then you mentioned Tiger Woods. He was asked today about how he feels, and he said, in pain. What do you think about what we're seeing? Earlier this week, he said that, yeah, no duh, this might be my last time here. What do you think about what he's doing this weekend, what he might do? Is he going to make the cut? Is this the last of him? What are your thoughts?
I don't think anybody makes a living betting against Tiger Woods. I've had to give so many public apologies to Tiger for saying that he couldn't do something. I'm like John Cleese when he's hanging out of the window in A Fish Called Wanda. I'm very, very sorry. I regret whatever I have said. This guy is just beyond. He's in a class, almost a species by himself. That being said, Father Time is undefeated. And when he's walking around out there, you see the swing is actually in as good a shape as it's ever been. But it's that locomotion, the idea of getting around one of the hardest golf courses to walk in the world, that's really taking its toll. And he hit a shot out of the bunker on 18. And after he hit that shot, he hopped around on one leg for a moment. And in the interview, after he came off, he was asked again about how he felt. Was he in pain? And he just took a moment as if to allow himself to take an assessment of how that pain was really affecting him, covered it back up again, put it in a little box, and said, yeah, I'm okay. Again, just getting around the course is more of a challenge than actually playing the holes for Tiger. I think it's a very difficult thing, but the amount of courage and determination that he's displaying in doing that is just an extension of the courage and determination that he's displayed on the golf course throughout his entire career. Will he win? Almost certainly not. But will he post and play as well as he possibly can? Absolutely, because that's who that man is on the golf course.
Yeah, Michael, listen, man. I don't have a rod and a screw and a plate in my leg. And no. When the weather gets a little rainy outside, my leg acts up. So I don't even want to know how Tiger feels. Okay.
Right. I mean, it's phenomenal to think about it. And again, it's the cliche is to say, well, you can't tell what Augusta really looks like from the television shots. It doesn't do it justice. Let me tell you something. I will put that in all caps. It doesn't do it justice. To walk around that thing as a spectator for 4 days is an accomplishment that you should get at least some sort of ribbon or medal for. To do that in the context of competing is otherworldly. You don't understand it until you see it. The fact that he's doing that with that particular I'm going to say handicap, but with that particular situation going on with physically, it's remarkable, bordering on heroic, really. We won't understand it until he stops playing, how bad it actually is for him right now.
Golf expert Michael Williams is joining us. Someone else who seemingly has gone a little bit of a physical transformation happens to be Phil Mickelson. We knew last year after a lot of his comments he had to lay a little low, and now he's back out there. Lost some weight, not as congenial reportedly with the fans who happen to be in attendance. What do you think about some of the friction that we have seen between the PGA and LIV? Has it subsided, or are we just in this for the long run?
Well, so I think going back to Phil, I had to smile because like we were joking amongst ourselves, those of us who follow this tournament, that you know the prop bet would be what he's lost more of, weight or fans, you know, and how do you put a bet on that?
Damn,
it really in the way I know that's cold, right? That's harsh. Is it too harsh?
It's funny. Hey, listen, I say harsh things all the time. That was funny. I like it.
Beautiful, beautiful. Oh, the producer captured that. You can replay that. Again. This guy has been one of the more popular players, win, lose, or draw, in the history of the tour. And after winning a historic major, the oldest player ever to win a major championship, he made the move to LIV, which diminished his popularity because he's not in the public eye. You don't see him play golf. There's almost no way to see those guys play. So you don't know, why should you like him if he doesn't play golf? He's just a guy out there just doing his thing somewhere. Yes, there is some friction between LIV Tour and the PGA Tour. You don't see as much of them in interviews. You don't see as much of them presented on the screen as those guys playing their rounds. If you're not one of the leaders with guys in the LIV Tour, you're not getting coverage. They're just not doing that. Look, I'm old enough to have seen what? I've seen the WHA. We'll start with hockey. I've seen the AFL. I'm old. I've seen the ABA. Uh-oh. You know, and I
where are you going with this? They got something in common, Michael.
They did, man. They all gone. And what happened was in each one of these competitive leagues, okay, you had a situation where it was driven by more money for the athletes. But what happened was the stronger leagues eventually waited them out and then pulled the good ideas that had been produced by these leagues and their players back. And like the ABA is the best example. You know, the ABA, was the thing. Dr. J and the air game, a lot of that came from the ABA. But you know what? The three-point shot is probably the most influential thing in the game right now. But I bet you a bunch of 20-somethings could sit in a room and not know where that came from. Well, it came from the ABA. So the ABA, the NBA, when it came time to absorb that thing, just say, look, we'll take Dr. J, the three-point shot. You can keep the red, white, and blue basketball and the rest on a gift certificate. And that's all we remember now. So I think eventually what's going to happen is the LIV Tour has inspired the PGA to make changes that players have been asking for a while. And it will take those ideas and eventually get those players back, and it will be consigned to the same old locker room where you have the WHA and the AFL and all those other rebel leagues. That's where I think it's going. As somebody smarter than me once said, you know, there's room for the Olympics and the ice capades. And
oh my good wow. Hey, Michael Williams is here with us, golf contributor, CBS Radio and Scape. Hey, I heard some of the ratings for LIV Golf. They're lower than infomercials at like 3 a.m., but what do I know? But to continue on, not pile on here, someone who's been against it, less vocal than usual recently, Rory McIlroy. Can he finally get over the hump? Do you believe it is a mental block for him with the green jacket? Is he allergic? Like, what's the deal?
Well, it's not just the green jacket. I mean, Rory hasn't won a major in closer to 10 years than 1 year. And it's close to a decade since he's won. I was there at Valhalla for the last major that he won. And I saw him. I thought that guy was on his road to winning 10 majors minimum because he was, you know, sure to win 3 to 4 Masters with that game, with that length, with that perfect swing. However, that back nine, that 1 year when he was leading going to the back nine and he hit that shot into 10, and I've been in the cabins where he hit it, and when you're in those cabins, it doesn't seem possible even to hit it over there on purpose. And that back nine changed not only the trajectory, I think, of his career, it changed the trajectory of golf, because he was that next thing. He was that sequel to golf's greatness. You know, the way the NBA was fortunate enough to have Bird and Magic, and then right on the heels of those two, even overlapping those two, Michael Jordan. Rory was going to be that to Tiger, and it just hasn't happened. I think it's more likely to happen this year than any other year, because I've met him, I've spent a lot of time with him, I like him, and above anything else, the characteristic that you attach to Rory is humility. He doesn't have that same selfish drive for accomplishment that drove Tiger to 15 majors. But what he does have now is a sense of responsibility to the tour. And I think he will be great again because it's good for the game, not because it's good for him. So it doesn't look like he's still in it this week. He's not out of it. But I think during the rest of this year, I think Rory will get a major this year again, because it's important, more important to the game than it is important for him.
It'll be good to see. Last question for you, Michael. And quickly, when you chalk up this entire weekend, who do you think will be at the top of the leaderboards here?
I think it'll be one of the guys who's at the top of the leaderboard now. When you look at it, I mean, there's nothing but studs at the top of that leaderboard. When you talk about John Rahm, when you talk about Scott Scheffler, when you talk about everybody who's on that Masters leaderboard, you've got Victor Hovland, you've got Brooks Koepka, you know, four-time champion, even though he's on a live tour. It's going to be somebody, I see it being somebody who's in the top 15 now wearing that green jacket on Sunday, because it's only going to get harder. This is the one day you had for low scoring. With the weather going out there, it's going to get more and more difficult. So I don't see a lot of horses passing these guys on the right.
Hey, Michael, it's always a pleasure chatting it up with you. Where can people follow you, your work, and all of your excellent golf coverage?
You can follow me on Twitter at MichaelOnTV, and you can follow me on Instagram on MichaelWilliamsTV. And again, I get all over the place. I do the majors. I just got back from 2 weeks of playing golf in Kenya. And when you've got a free 15 minutes, I'll tell you about that. It was life-changing. I recommend it to anybody.
Okay. I'll go. I don't know if I go to Kenya to play golf, but I go to Kenya for a starter, Michael. I got to ask you about that next time.
You know I'm always ready. You got my number. Hit me up, bro.
Most definitely. A big shout-out to my main man, Michael Williams, coming through with the golf information. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We'll see what happens with Tiger. I'll talk about the weather. We have to get into Tyreek Hill and Charles Oakley and Isaiah Thomas and the Nuggets. Hey, Marco Belletti.
Yo.
They should have let us play for the Nuggets tonight. They got a bunch of no-name guys out there.
Oh, I don't think we want to see me on the court anymore. Those days are gone. I'd like to see you run around a little bit, though.
No, I'm not running nowhere, man. Unless I have to, I barely want to run on a treadmill. I barely want to go outside, but
they're still winning, though.
What?
They're still winning. Oh, yeah.
With the no-name guys?
Yeah, with nobody out on the floor. Yep.
Now people are going to say Kevin Durant is the Suns are doomed. Hey, Shep, what's his name? Peyton who?
Peyton Watson. This could be the best thing, because this is the time you really get out the kinks and you kind of regroup for the playoffs. This could be the best thing that ever happened to him.
Well, hey, Malone called everybody soft. He didn't just say the front five were soft. He said everybody on that bench.
That's true.
The whole team. Peyton Watson and Christian Braun. These sound like WWE wrestlers, and they're playing for the Denver Nuggets. It's ridiculous. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hello, JR. My first time calling you, and I find you to be an excellent guy to listen to, so good luck. I hope you never lose this slot, because really, you're so bright and intelligent, and you cover it all, and I'm very happy to listen to you.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Thank you so, so much, golf expert Michael Williams, for joining us right before we went to break. He says, yeah, I'm checking out the Masters now, but before that, I was playing golf in Kenya. I'm like, well, damn, bro. Where else you going to play? You going to play on the moon next? Sounds life-changing. Me, I play golf at East Lake. Oh, man, I've actually... Did I play? No, I didn't play. Did I? Hey, Shep, I was at I was at Bedminster years ago, man. With Mark Sanchez.
And he wasn't running into people's butts, I assume.
He wasn't.
Okay.
He wasn't.
Okay.
We were at that guy's golf course with the gold toilets and stuff, and up at Bedminster. There was another time I was in California. I don't even know where the hell I should know where I was. Oh, my God. I just know I looked over at in a golf cart, and I looked to my left, and I go, oh, my God, it's Jim Brown. And I looked over to my right, and this is when, well, I guess she never was a winner of too much. I looked, oh, so that's Lolo Jones. And I played golf with, oh, man, this is embarrassment. Oh, is it Linda Cohn from ESPN? Shep, help. Right? Sports Center?
Yeah, she's been there for 30 years, I know that.
Yeah. Her and I played together.
Really?
Yeah.
She's a,
yeah.
You know, you spoke with the Frozen Four multiple times on this program
Hockey,
tonight.
Long Island.
She is a, you know where she started, by the way?
Excuse me?
You know where she started?
I don't know where she started.
She was doing updates on WFAN.
Oh, great. I don't remember that. I just know that me and her talked about New York stuff, so I don't know.
She's a big New York sports fan, particularly, she's a huge Rangers fan.
Yeah, we talk hockey. This was like 10 years ago. I hung out with her for like half the day.
That's awesome, man.
I don't remember anything. And oh, Chris Tucker was there. Just
really
a bunch of people playing golf, and I was there too. Just there, just doing stuff.
It's quite the three person group. You, Linda Cohn, and Chris Tucker.
He was playing before us.
Okay, gotcha.
He played before us. And me, I don't know what I took photos, man. I don't know what I was doing. Shout-outs to Capital One. Anyway, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. At the top of the hour, we're going to talk about this beef between Charles Oakley and Isaiah Thomas. We're going to get into Cam Newton telling everybody where he will play and where he won't play. I'm like, man, why are you being so picky here? So we got a lot to do. Kyler Murray, his name is back in the news. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Fort Lauderdale and talk to Scott. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's going on, Scott?
How you doing, JR?
I'm very well, man. What's on your mind?
Driving home from work, always a pleasure listening to you, brother.
Thank you.
I wanted to talk about the New York Knicks.
Okay.
Clinched their number 5 seed. Going to be playing the Cleveland Cavaliers. What do you think about that series?
At this point, with Julius Randle and his ankle injury and not knowing what he will look like when he returns or how he'll feel, I'm not feeling good about the New York Knicks right now.
Even though with the young core that they got going on right now, you know, Grimes and Obi Toppin and Quickly?
I would feel most comfortable with Emmanuel Quickly, and I know they put up that 30-30-30 game in their last. Yeah, I know they did that. I would feel more comfortable with Emmanuel Quickly. He is a candidate for Sixth Man of the Year. I don't think he's going to get it. I think it might actually go to Bobby Portis. But when you start talking about Obi Toppin, how many 30-point games you think Obi Toppin is putting up where he's just knocking down multiple threes? Like, that's unlikely.
You got a point.
It's unlikely to happen. And if I'm going to rely on Quentin Grimes for anything, he's grown into being a more reliable scorer. You see the consistency a little bit more. But in the playoffs, it's tough. You know, I think Shep and I talked about this a few days ago because I see the Cavaliers as being competitive, but I'm not shaking in my boots. But when you have Donovan Mitchell, who hasn't been in the NBA forever, it feels like he's been around for 10 years now, he going to go out there and he's just going to light asses up. And the New York Knicks are going to be tasked with saying, who is going to go like shot for shot with him? And they don't have nobody.
You don't see Jalen Brunson either as that?
Jalen Brunson, he can score, but he is not a scorer like Donovan Mitchell. And then if you start to think about the size, if Jared Allen is out there, if you have Mobley, I looked at – they were playing here in Atlanta, I think last week, 2 weeks ago, and I'm standing there pregame, and Mobley is walking right by me. He's shooting around. And I'm like, this guy ain't 6'11". He's not – he's probably bigger than 7 feet tall. Between him and Jared Allen, it's like, hey, man, lift your arms up, and you got some work to do. And so I'm not certain that the New York Knicks, do they have guys who can go ahead and explode offensively from Brunson? Yes, they do. R.J. Barrett, yes. Quentin Grimes, yes. Emmanuel Quickley, yes. Obi Toppin, man, it's not consistent. That's it. And then Brunson – I think his hand is fine. It might bother him. I know it's his offhand, but they're going to be able to target him. And the Cavs, I think they'd be too strong unless Julius Randle has something to give. I wish I had better news. I hope I'm wrong. Hey, Scott, I appreciate you for calling from Fort Lauderdale.
Always a pleasure, bro. Thanks.
No doubt. Thank you. I wish I could say something better. The Knicks are not – their scorers have amazing games, but they're not consistent. Maybe they need Charles Oakley back. Go out there, put out elbows, and hit people in the head. And it would help any team. I forgot Charles Oakley isn't allowed. Maybe he is, but he ain't going to Madison Square Garden. James Dolan security walked him out. What a day. That James Dolan guy, what a piece of work he is. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. We'll talk about a former Nick Oakley. We'll talk about an NBA legend in Isaiah Thomas. We'll talk about Michael Jordan. Why can't we all just get along? Some of these guys are beefing. We'll talk about it on CBS Sports Radio.
Ah, hammock. Check. Arnold Palmer. Check. Motorized solar shades? Yes, please. Get your home and patio spring ready with brand new custom window coverings from Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the easiest way to upgrade your home with custom window treatments. You can even stay in the hammock while Blinds.com handles the install. Just click installation at checkout and relax while we do the work for you. No matter how many window treatments you order, installation is always one low cost. Need help choosing? Talk to a Blinds.com design expert for free to help you make the best selection from classic shutters to outdoor roller shades and more. With over 25 million windows covered, you can rest easy with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. See why Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings with over 40,000 five-star reviews. Shop Blinds.com and save 45% off selected products. 45% off selected products at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey's I'm Listening is our commitment to more mental health conversations. Dr. Christine Moutier of the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention talks about the daily change of emotions and mental wellness.
Yeah, mental health and emotions are extremely dynamic, meaning they change. That's the most remarkable thing, to start to see crisis moments become less and less intense or less frequent.
Talk saves lives. For more mental health conversations, visit imlistening.org.
Surgeons keep our hearts beating. They do the amazing. Help save lives, and so can you. Your CSL plasma donation can help create 24 critical life-saving medicines that can give grandpa the chance for his heart to swell when he meets his new grandson, or give a bride the chance for her heart to skip a beat on her wedding day. Every plasma donation helps more than you know. Do the amazing. Help save lives. Donate today at your local CSL Plasma Center and be rewarded for your generosity.